Wait till you hear this vocation story. It's from one family in suburban Washington, D.C., one family where three brothers are in seminary right now. Deacon James, Danny, and Nicholas Morrison are three brothers who are in seminary at the same time for the Archdiocese of Washington, and they're here to join us this morning to tell us their vocation story. Deacon James, Nicholas, and Danny, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. We'll start with age and seniority here, and we'll talk with you, Deacon James, first. You're a transitional deacon. You're based at St. Mary's in Rockville, Maryland, and you'll be ordained on June 20th of this year. Looking forward to that. Talk about your call to the priesthood and when you started hearing that.
Hey, thanks. Good morning. It's good to be with you. Yeah, the call to the priesthood was something which, you know, I didn't expect growing up, but towards high school when, you know, we're asking questions of discernment, where to go to college, began to ask, you know, what does God want me to do with my life? And so took that to prayer. And through the course of 2 and 3 years, began to hear this kind of tug towards seminary, and got a spiritual director and began to go on discernment retreats to go and see the seminary. And the Lord definitely confirmed that that was something that he was desiring. They're good parents, good friends, good family. That's something which was really cultivated and encouraged as well.
That's beautiful.
Great God, right out of high school.
Wow, that's great. Now, Deacon James is 26, and we've also got, Deacon James is 26. Nicholas is 24. He's the next one in line, and he is in seminary at the North American College in Rome, and he'll be ordained to the transitional diaconate coming up on June 20th as well at the Basilica Shrine of the National, the Basilica Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. How's that going to work with an ordination to the priesthood and an ordination to the transitional diaconate on the same day, Nicholas?
Good question. It's actually not something that the Archdiocese typically does. So this is going to be, well, obviously, it'll be a first for me, but I think it'll be a first time in a long time for the Archdiocese as mm-hmm. well. But God willing, my final evaluation is coming up here at the North American College, and God willing, in the creek don't rise, I'm hoping to be ordained, as you said, in June.
And your call to the priesthood and the influence that your older brother, Deacon James, had on you, Nicholas?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because growing up in the same family, we had a lot of the same influences. We had a lot of the same friends. We had a lot of the same priest mentors. Obviously, my mom and my dad were just invaluable in their own witness to the faith and their own encouragement, first off, in growing as good Catholics, and then pushing us forward to understand, okay, what is it particularly that God's calling us to live out that Catholic faith? But for me, as the second boy in the family, my older brother, Deacon James, now Deacon James, he definitely had an influence on me, as at the time, as much as I wanted to deny that influence, he did in fact have an influence, and a positive influence too.
Yeah.
For me, being a high school student and praying and discerning what is it that God is calling me to, I had a certain openness that God brought me to in my life. Over time, it took a long time for me to be open to whatever the calling was, but mm-hmm. once I was able to be open to that, to go and visit the seminary and see my older brother there with the other seminarians and the fun time that they had and the games and the joking and the hard work that they put in together, the prayer that they had, it definitely influenced me. And for myself, seeing that as a team of men that were striving for virtue and that were striving for holiness is very inspiring for me, and something that I wanted to definitely be part of.
And Danny, you're the youngest at age 20. You're in the third year at the John Paul II Seminary in Washington, D.C. You've got another 5.5 years to go. When you looked at Nicholas and Deacon James, what kind of influence did they have on you?
Yeah, they had an incredible influence on me. It's kind of funny because I think one might think,
that since I have two older brothers, that, oh, maybe he just doesn't really know what to do with his life, and he's just going to follow the lead of his older brothers. Or kind of the other way around, where, oh, he's just going to be in the shadow of his older brothers. But I'm actually taller than both of them, so I actually can't physically fit in either of their shadows. But no, actually, it's been such a big blessing to have them, kind of their influence on me. And really from there, yes to the seminary, that ultimately gave me the strength, and honestly from the Lord's grace to kind of see their joy, which allowed me to have the courage to apply to seminary.
Deacon James, sadly, sometimes parents can be a roadblock to young men heading into seminary. What was it in particular about your household and your parents that allowed this idea of being priests to flourish so?
That's a great question. So our parents decided to homeschool us when we were back in grade school, which I think was a great decision for us. So we learned the faith from mom and dad. And another important aspect I would have to say is the witness of good priests. We had so many good priests at the parish or close by, and we had these priests over maybe once a week for dinner. So it became a familiar part of life, and we aspired to, you know, to do what they did. They were normal, they were fun, they were cool, and they were priests, and that was a great witness for us.
And that's an important witness for those who are hearing our conversation with the three Morrison brothers, Deacon James, Danny, and Nicholas, three brothers, same family, obviously, and they're all in seminary and at the same time for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. But Danny, talk a little bit about the influence of the priests who came over to the home. As you said, you had somebody, as your brother said, someone was in the house almost every single week, and an opportunity to see these priests as just regular guys who lived their faith. What advice do you have to Relevant Radio listeners in terms of bringing the staff of the parish, the priests of the parish, into your home for the family?
Yeah, it had such a big influence on me, because ever since I was really little, I always really remember being surrounded by priests, whether it was at daily mass or, like you said, like we'd always have priests over for dinner. Like they were always kind of part of our family. And I think the Lord really used that to, at a young age, kind of give me this attraction to the priesthood, even when I didn't really know what the priesthood was. But from that young age, being surrounded by priests, the Lord kind of cultivated this attraction, which remained steady throughout kind of the rest of my grade school and eventually high school. And it was from that attraction and kind of familiarity with the priesthood, which then I applied. So I think it's really important to be kind of surrounded by our priests and to have them in our daily lives.
Deacon James, you're three boys out of a family of seven siblings. What are the other four brothers and sisters doing?
Great question. We have a great sister, Anna Marie, who just graduated from Catholic University School of Nursing. She's got a job at a local hospital. And then we have three siblings at home. Sophia and Thomas are in high school. And our youngest is adopted. Our youngest sister is Isabel, and she's seven. And she we adopted her from the Ukraine a few years back, and she is the spoiled youngest daughter of the family.
And what's their reaction to seeing the three of you in seminary? Nicholas, what is the reaction of Anne-Marie and Sophia and Thomas and your new adopted sister?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think from my perspective, they are incredibly supportive. They might have secret thoughts that they're hiding deep within, but they bury them really deep, because all that we receive is a lot of love and support. And especially being so far away from home all the way over here in Rome, everyone's telling me all the time how they send love and prayers. And yes, I'm just incredibly grateful for all the support that they show us.
Danny, what advice can you give to the parents listening today about just getting along when you guys were growing up? How'd you get along?
Oh, man. I tell you what, it wasn't all the time. I mean, we're just a normal family and goes through the up and downs. But I think one thing that really brought us together was honestly just having like family prayer time, sitting down and being able to pray the rosary as a family. Just like the union that that brings to family, and it makes us all so close. Because we're surrounded by our Lord, I think that would be my advice, rosary and daily mass.
Deacon James, when the whole family's together, maybe for the holidays, who leads the mealtime prayer for the family?
We just were together for the first time in 4 years for Thanksgiving. And I think that our dad prayed, and which is beautiful because the father is the priest of the family in a real way. And, you know, the one that leads his family together with his wife towards holiness. And so, you know, despite deacon status, dad's the one that prays, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I think that's beautiful.
What a beautiful witness to share today about vocations and family with Deacon James, Danny, Nicholas Morrison, three brothers who are in seminary at the same time for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. Deacon James is going to be ordained a priest on June 20th. Nicholas, who is joining us from the North American College in Rome, is ordained to the transitional diaconate also on June 20th. And Danny, the youngest, who's age 20, now in his third year at College Seminary at the St. John Paul II Seminary in Washington, D.C. He's got another 5.5 years to go, and his ordination date is coming up in spring 2025. It has been a blessing to have you on, and you're a tremendous witness and an inspiration to so many of our relevant radio listeners.